Good evening. The 10 p.m. news with Rita Uosembom. In our top stories, members of Cameroon's National Assembly have today adopted the bill to extend their term of office to the 30th of March 2026. In sports, Cameroon's standard bearer to the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, Emmanuel Esseme, and other athletes to represent Cameroon have been told to uphold the Olympic spirit during the farewell ceremony in Yaoundé today. Those were top stories, and now the news in full. Members of the National Assembly have adopted the bill to extend their term of office to the 30th of March 2026. This was during proceedings at the House Chamber, chaired by the Right Honourable Kavayege Jibril. The draft law, which was defended by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of relations with the Assemblies, François Bolvin Wakata, was however received with mixed feelings by the MPs, as you tell us, Doris Bate Tatoekwe.
Some members of the National Assembly were simply euphoric about the draft law to extend their mandate by 12 months, and they did not hide their feelings. Honorable Njume Peter.
Mr. Minister, the whole of this chamber, be it of which political party, this is the message, take it to the head of state, that we thank you very much. They are pretending to think that they have choices. We are all very happy with this particular bill.
For Honorable Lawson Talbot, member of the Bureau of the National Assembly, the move by the President of the Republic is in all legality.
I want to first of all start by thanking the head of state for this extension. I must say it is in line with the Constitution. Article 15, Alinea 4, spells it all clear. He's a man of law and he has respected the law. And all that has been presented by the minister in charge of duties at the Assembly reflects the true aspect of our Constitution.
That notwithstanding, a handful of MPs had some reservations during the general debate. Some of them posited that the decision only favors a political class to the detriment of others. Others were concerned about a possible threat to social cohesion, and yet others said the lack of sufficient human, material and financial resources was not an excuse sufficient enough for the extension. Honorable Joshua Osi pleaded that the mandate of regional councillors also gets extended.
To make our decentralization work, it would be most appropriate for that election to be postponed as well to enable, and I'm saying this from a party that has no one regional councillor, it would be legitimate for this election to be postponed as well.
To these preoccupations, the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of relations with the Assemblies, François Bovin Wakata, provided necessary clarifications, reassuring that government will take its responsibility to ensure that the electoral process goes on unperturbed.
Doris Bate Tatoekwe with that report, and elsewhere, the First Lady of Cameroon is urging all young couples to do parental screening to avoid sickle cell disease among their offsprings. The message was delivered today by the Vice President of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, Mrs. Anne Jodo, at the Yaoundé Central Hospital, where members of the humanitarian organization of Mrs. Chantal Bia gathered to provide warmth and comfort to children living with sickle cell anemia. Ayimbile has the details.
Their lives are full of periodic episodes of pain, acute pain caused by health-related complications, but worst of all, by the bigotry of some.
People say we have witchcraft. In school, our colleagues tease of all the times, and sometimes even our teacher who do not understand the difficulties we face punish of all the time.
Disturbing stories from 14-year-old Juliette Minzomongono, a lower SIF student living with sickle cell anemia, which have never left the First Lady indifferent, taking her sisters of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, to the Yaoundé Central Hospital. Welcomed by the representative of the mayor of Yaoundé too, hailed by the director of the hospital, who praised the First Lady for her constant support to sickle cell patients, close to 400 of whom were followed up in the health facility last year. The CERAC ladies, led by their vice president, then took the floor. While regretting that sickle cell anemia continues to be unknown by many, Mrs. Anne Njodo called for increased sensitization, screening and research to effectively take care of those living with the condition. She also singled out advice from Mrs. Chantal Bia, who has not stopped urging young couples to do prenatal screening and minimize the risks of sickle cell. Deep concern from the First Lady, whose sisters had come with medical supplies, food, soap and detergent, as well as packs of water, fruit juice and sandwiches, which they handed to the sickle cell patients. Organized in line with World Sickle Cell Day, the ceremony marked by visits to the hematology unit of the Yaounde Central Hospital left behind little ones overflowing with joy as they expressed gratitude to their mother, Mama Chantal Bia, for her love, tender care and unwavering support.
Ayimbile with that report, and still in health, the government of Cameroon has launched the transition to a three-test algorithm for the systematic testing and treatment of HIV/AIDS. The new strategy, whose adoption follows results of a study conducted by the Chantal Bia International Reference Center for Research on HIV/AIDS Prevention and Management, was launched in Yaounde today by the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manawuda Malachi. George Mwamhasidi.
The new three-test strategy, aimed at improving the quality of HIV diagnosis and treatment, is in line with a 2019 recommendation from the World Health Organization, which requires that countries with a prevalence rate below 5% transition from two to three tests. In Cameroon, the HIV prevalence rate currently stands at 2.7%, according to results of the 2018 Demographic and Health Survey. The new algorithm consists of three different tests. The first, which is considered as an initiation test, is aimed at rapidly detecting HIV antibodies in a person. If it turns out positive, a second test is conducted to confirm results of the first, while the third, known as the verification test, is meant to reconcile any differences that ensued from the first two tests in order to confirm the person's status. Public health experts argue that the new three-test strategy is more precise and efficient as it limits the risk of false HIV test results and misdiagnosis. According to the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manawuda Malachi, the new algorithm will be deployed in two phases. The first phase will involve the center, south, littoral and west regions of the country due to their population density and epidemiological profile. The three-test HIV algorithm, which will give priority to pregnant women in order to prevent mother-to-child transmission of the virus, is free of charge.
George Mwam reporting, and onto this human interest story. Three children of the same family have died of food poisoning in Zili, a locality in Awai village in Mefuana Fama division of the Center region. Unconfirmed reports suggest that the children, all less than 10 years old, consumed fufu prepared with intoxicated flour that resulted in their death. Karin Tosam reports from CRTV Center.
A sad grandmother of the three deceased children, Berber Angeline Puskodena, narrates that the entire family, including the children, ate corn fufu the previous day. And on Thursday, July 4, they got up to prepare the same meal. She laments that without any adult supervision, the children added overdue corn flour to the mixture.
I heard one of the children who is now dead shout from the kitchen that, "Grandmother, the fufu is very watery. I did not know they had taken one flour from a part of the house and used." The finished eating ate and went off to play football in the neighborhood. After that, they came back, started complaining that their knees, they cannot walk. One of my sons carried them to a clinic in Hawaii. In less than 30 minutes, we lost three children.
Three other children, who reportedly ate a smaller quantity of the said food, were transported to a hospital in Yaounde, where they have recovered and are back home. 5 days after the unfortunate incident, the family is still in shock. The mother of the deceased children, 26-year-old Emily, was not able to offer a word to the press. Her late sons, notably Koe Kazima, Kodena Dieudonne and Bega Jean, are in the mortuary in Ekunu, awaiting burial. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
And may their souls rest in peace.
In more news, members of a task force put in place to ease the obtention and payment of visas for expatriates in Cameroon have reviewed the road covered so far. This was during a meeting chaired by the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiruma Bakari, in Yaoundé today. In the following excerpt of an interview, the unit head of the Studies, Planning and Cooperation in the Ministry of Employment and Vocational Training, Nibame Comfort, explains the reasons for the delays witnessed in the process. She spoke to Patience Wingo.
To finalize and to accompany the collection of the fees for visa of a work permit of expatriate workers in Cameroon and accompany the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training to optimize the collection of these fees. The policy is already ongoing, but in the field we're still having some obstacles because usually we meet people who don't have the willingness to pay. They look for maybe some irregular ways to dodge, to keep away from paying these fees. And where we are calling on other administrations who have something to do, who are related with the collection of this activity, to help the minister, of course, to overcome those obstacles. You will find in an enterprise somebody who says he's an individual consultant and who is not supposed to pay a work contract. By the end of the day, he is an employee in that company, so he's supposed to pay. You will find people who say, okay, they are managers, they are co-managers, they are not supposed to pay, but at the same time, they are managers and they are workers, director generals. So situations like that, we want the other administrations who are here present to help us, because everybody who is a salary on the salary pay out of any industry or any enterprise has to pay the work contract.
And in sports, Cameroon's standard bearer to the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France, later this month, Emmanuel Essieme and mates have been exhorted to uphold the three values of Olympism and to exercise fighting and winning spirits so as to grab medals for the country. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Mwelekombi, was speaking in Yaoundé today during a ceremony to bid farewell to the six athletes that will represent Cameroon during the Olympics. At the end of the ceremony, Ben Collins Nyoiberua Konat, the head of the delegation of Team Cameroon to the Paris Olympics, David Ojong, who presents the athletes. Take a listen.
We are taking to Paris a team of six athletes, two in athletics, two in swimming, one in judo, and one in table tennis. And we believe that we had the opportunity of qualifying four of them directly for the games, that is in athletics, in judo, and in table tennis. And also, we had the opportunity of being invited in swimming with one female and one male. All of them are 17 and 18. They are quite young for the event, and we believe that it will give them an opportunity to be in contact with high-level competitions.
Athletics, SME, Emmanuel and Linda Angu, they're already in Europe training.
Yes, immediately after the championships in Douala, they left to Europe in their various training camps. And I believe that they will be ready for the Olympic Games.
In table tennis, there is Sarah Hamfou Nana, who is also in France.
Yes, Sarah Hamfou, we are quite proud of her because she believed in herself and she did everything to qualify for the competition. She worked hard for that.
Three other athletes will leave from Cameroon with you this Wednesday.
Yes, Sopimbela for judo, and I can say that the federation can be proud of her because we actually followed up her qualification and she went gradually to get qualified for the event. And today when I met her, as we're talking about the departure, she was so confident about what will happen in Paris during the competition, and she knows her opponents.
And that's it for the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, presented by Rita Yosembom. Marie-Claire Messier-Cobena and I will be back at 11 p.m. for the Bilingual News Summary. Stay with us.